Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Junks are brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Don't forget, later in the show today, Dylan Strome from your playoff-bound Washington Capitals. He'll join the show at 8:45. We'll talk more Caps with Alan May in the 9 o'clock hour. That's coming up at 9:20. But we are officially a week out from the NFL draft. Things are getting hot.
We only have a week left of mock drafts.
Just a week until they will be calling out names from the stage in Detroit.
Hey, then we'll start doing our NBA mock drafts.
We'll do that. Right. Then we'll grade the draft, the NFL draft, even though we haven't seen these players take the field. So there's still a lot of meat on the bone. But yesterday, Mike Florio, who's been on the show many, many times over the years from ProFootballTalk.com, he was having a conversation with Chris Sims, and he was none too happy with the setup of having all of the quarterbacks together here in Ashburn in a group setting. So here's Mike Florio talking about how that went
down. It seems dysfunctional to me on the surface to do that. And I know that somebody reported that Adam Peters, they did that in San Francisco. I mean, I feel like this is just, well, the owner's available this day, and he wants to meet with all these guys, so this is the day we want them all to be here. Why would you dilute your ability to get maximum time and just an opportunity to evaluate? You're trying to evaluate four guys at once because the glass half full story is, well, you want to see how they interact with each other. But you're trying to keep track of these four different guys. Like, why would you not? You've got 30 of these visits you can do. Why would you not bring them in one at a time and have maximum opportunity to get to know them individually?
I don't understand that either. I mean, I really don't. It's definitely odd to me. First off, why do we care about how they four would interact together? Like, they're not going to be together, so who the hell cares?
They're never going to be together again.
Who the hell cares? I mean,
at the draft, maybe. But some of them aren't even going to be at the draft.
No, that makes no sense at all.
I told you that I saw this Bill Belichick interview yesterday on ESPN with Pat McAfee, and Belichick was talking about it, and he said that the only thing that they did maybe a little bit similar to having all the guys interact is sometimes, you know, he said that they would like to maximize their time with each of the players. And he basically said that the meetings that they have at the pro days or combines, are worthless, the 15 minutes. He said they're basically worthless. He's like, but sometimes you might want to see, like, they would actually almost run a play and see what the quarterback would say, and then how the wide receivers would then react to that play and what they would do, and then maybe how a lineman would react to that. But I don't know. I think Florio's overreacting. I don't put much stock into it. I think they're just having a good time.
Way overreacting.
And then, you know, the thing that we've talked about and Belichick pointed out is that a lot of decisions are kind of made. Like, teams by now have honed in on who they want. So, yes, they want to meet with the guys, and it might make a small difference, but they have honed in on who they're going after.
I think it tells you, how much stock they really put in those things.
not a lot, because they probably figure, why, I don't want to drag this out over a month, bringing in different guys every day. Like, we got other things we got to do.
And he said scheduling's a lot of it, too.
Of course.
Right? Yeah. So they're able to schedule all these guys to come in, and they meet with
them.
Knock
it out. Do the best we can. We can engage for the guys.
Maybe they couldn't arrange schedules with each of them individually, so they said, I just bring them all in one day and knock it all out.
Hold on. The number two pick is knocking at your door to set up a meeting, and you can't find the time to go meet with them?
No, you can. They're going to meet with them.
Jason's saying it's a scheduling. Is that scheduling on behalf of the players, or?
I don't know. Maybe that, since we're only a week away from the draft, maybe the scheduling wasn't working out for some of the players, and they said, all right, let's just bring them all in.
Dude,
if I'm a prospect
and the number two pick wants to meet with me,
right?
I'm moving heaven and earth to go try and wow him for a one-on-one interview.
Well, maybe it's not just for him. Maybe it was for some of these other guys.
Yeah. Right. Let's say, though, you're Michael Penix Jr., and you're not likely to go number two. And he did meet with the Commanders. But the Commanders want to meet with you. There's going to be 10 to 15 other teams who want to meet with you. He could slide to the second round. Everybody wants to meet with him. So there's only so many teams that he can visit. And what Belichick said was, and we know this, sometimes you don't meet with a guy at all. Don't talk to them at all, and you draft them because that's the guy you want.
That doesn't happen with the number two overall pick. No, not with number two overall,
but maybe
they
like
brought
a
in
later
30
pick.
Guys. Yeah, they didn't just bring in the four quarterbacks. Right. They brought in 30 guys.
That's my point to Valdez. Yeah. You probably can't meet with all of these guys for a day or a weekend. So you bring them all in. Obviously, the ones that you really, really like that you're going to draft high, you spend a little bit more time with them maybe.
Here's my guess. It's a little more simple than that even. Like, they just don't want to drag this out over. I mean, there's enough. They got all this tape they got to go through. They got 1,000 players they got to scout. You want to sit there and just interview guys all day, every day? Like,
this is just a way
to knock it out over a 2 or 3 day period for the most part and move on.
Did you guys hear Grant Paulson's theory as to why he believes Jaden Daniels is the clear number two pick?
No.
According to Capital Paparazzi on Twitter, did you guys see that?
Oh, I did see this.
Of all of the prospects that showed up, the quarterback prospects, J.J. McCarthy, Drake May, Penix, they all hopped into Ubers to get out to Ashburn to go to Commander's Park. But Jaden Daniels, according to the report, was picked up by both Dan Quinn and Adam Peters in an SUV. And whisked away.
Interesting. That's not confirmed.
It's not confirmed. I'm just saying it's out there. It's
interesting. I still think they're going to take Drake May.
I saw that.
Was that with Ron Rivera? Did you see the Ron Rivera? Why was Ron Rivera in town? I saw the Ron Rivera interview at Dulles Airport. He was asked about that.
I hope he wasn't anywhere near Ashburn.
You know what? Maybe get the audio because somebody asked him that exact question.
I didn't know Ron was spotted at the airport.
That's the exact question they asked.
He
said, Ron, what do you think about Jaden Daniels being picked up by Adam Peters and Dan Quinn and the other guys at Take Uber?
And again, I almost don't even believe it.
It sounds so
Twitter,
outrageous.
There's video of Jaden Daniels wheeling his big ass suitcase through like the luggage pickup area.
Yeah.
And then the next shot is just it's just a photo of Dan Quinn, who looks to be loitering in an airport line.
Right.
There's no video of him getting into the vehicle with Quinn and Peters.
It'd be hilarious if there was a picture of Adam Peters and Dan Quinn with one of those signs and it said Daniels.
Right.
And meanwhile, J.J. McCarthy's walking past him.
They don't use signs
Drake
anymore,
May's walking past
them. Use tablets now.
Yeah. Okay.
That's the new bit.
Right. Is it so? We don't know that because that is a big tell. I mean, it's an unsubstantiated report.
I'm just putting it out there.
It might be fake.
And you know what? What is not fake? Right. I did see. It looked like McCarthy and Drake May were splitting like a big Uber SUV to
Good
go back to Dulles for their flights out of DC.
The only guy right now that I've seen that believes the Commanders are going to take Drake May is Daniel Jeremiah, former NFL scout, NFL.com. I saw him yesterday. He says he personally likes Drake May better than Jaden Daniels. But he prefaced it by saying, but what I'm hearing is they're going to take Jaden Daniels.
Everyone's hearing something.
So is he saying that he's that Drake May's just his number two, or that he thinks
his personal number two is Drake May?
But that's not who
he believes
thinks
Drake May has more upside. No, he thinks he says Adam Peters isn't telling anybody anything.
Right.
So even though he's hearing,
he's acknowledging he's in the minority. Mm-hmm. That of the circles, the scouts and GMs and the people that
they're
he talks to,
yeah.
They all believe the Commanders are taking Jaden Daniels.
But he doesn't personally believe it.
He's zagging.
Mm. Yeah. I think they're going to take Drake May too. For all the reasons we've talked about a million times. And it's also a weird subplot, Valdez, if you want to touch on it, where there has been evidence that Daniels, like I've heard so many different things, like he wants to play for Pierce at the Raiders, right? That New England that he wants to play there. Valdez said that his agent that he liked what the Florio criticism
his
of the
agent,
Commanders.
Whose name is Ron Butler. His Twitter handle's @AgentButler1. He retweeted the Florio Chris Sims back and forth, and he did this emoji. Yeah. The fingers on the chin and the
right,
like he's pondering what he's saying. Right. He also liked a tweet that was very critical
of the Commanders
having all four of the quarterbacks basically doing a simultaneous interview.
Again, I keep referring to Belichick because I respect him, and he said the agents. He's like, don't listen to anything the agents say because the agents all want their pick to be the highest pick possible.
Yeah,
so they're going
to
throw out fake reports.
Yeah. But this is exactly
he might be upset that they're bringing in other guys and he wants it locked down that the Commanders are taking him at number two.
Okay, that's interesting. That goes against all the other evidence that I've seen that doesn't seem like Jaden Daniels is super high on coming here for whatever reason.
Because Peters dropped him to fifth round, right?
Well, that's one thing.
Yeah.
That's one thing.
Well, clearly Peters doesn't think he's a fifth round prospect now.
Definitely.
He clearly likes him a lot better than he did a year ago.
By the way, if you went to a scouting report in October before Jaden Daniels blew up, his grade was not a first round grade. He was in all of like the Mel Kiper reports and all those people that put out scouting reports, a third, fourth, or fifth round grade.
Correct.
Right.
That's what he was.
Yeah,
I agree.
Players can't get better.
Of course they can.
He did
but I'm just saying it's not uncommon.
My personal thing is I find it hard to believe that a GM, let's say if the account is true, because it makes sense it would be true. Just like you say, other people had him at that one. Why would a GM or scout that thought he was a fifth-round talent a year ago suddenly say, you know what, I was way wrong. He's actually the second best player in the draft. I
got
to take it. That's a big leap.
Because he's gotten better. He got better every year.
I don't know if his production got better, but he still had the same tools. Like his production definitely got better. But he's the same arm, same speed, same size, same spindliness. He's the same guy.
That's not true. He could have gotten. He could have put on weight.
He could have, but
he could have made his arm strength better. He could have gotten faster.
But also,
I don't think so.
You reassess things.
It's hard. It's kind of hard. I think in 1 year, I think he was probably largely the same guy. Just more experience, whatever. Right.
I mean,
pieces.
That's not fair. That's not fair to prospects.
Guys get better.
Sure.
And guys get worse. Like at one point, I saw a big leap to go from fifth round grade
to the second best player in the draft.
EB Spencer Rattler was once the number one quarterback in the class. He's not going to be the number one quarterback drafted.
Oh, no, of course. That's different.
Okay, but guys slide down. It's not that different. And guys move up.
He's clearly moved up without question. He's moved up he's going to be a top five pick.
But you ragging on somebody for being labeled a fifth round pick a year ago isn't necessarily fair.
Well, hold on. It's not. I don't care what the general people think. Like, I don't care. It's what that one guy thinks. Like, if you told me a year ago you thought, give me some golfer, Oberg was hack. He'll never make it on tour. And then now you tell me you think he's going to be the next super. I think it would be hard for you to do that 180.
Why?
That's human nature. It's hard for people to admit I think
people have humility and can admit they're wrong when they're wrong.
Some can.
Well, he clearly
I
thinks.
I just find it hard to believe.
He clearly thinks he's worthy of the number two pick because they're having him in there. They're scheduling all these meetings.
Well, they're having all these guys in there.
Right. Yeah, but they're not having 200 guys in there. They're having a group of guys, and specifically the quarterbacks. So I think.
All right.
I don't know if he's going to draft him 2 overall, but he clearly thinks he's a lot better than he was.
I don't think Adam. Yes. I don't think Adam Peters gotten to the position he's in just by being so headstrong on his opinions
about people. He's a guy that listens to other people around him. I'm sure
forms an opinion, is able to.
Yeah, he's not just going to make his opinion.
But I also think if he's a because he might be right. Jaden Daniels, I think, is a boom or bust guy. He's going to be a superstar, or it's going to be ugly.
He could also end in the middle like a Justin Fields.
Justin Fields. I mean, Jason called him a bust the other day.
Well, yeah, say bust or not a bust. Right,
I think you have to if you're in your fourth year and you're a backup already.
Right. Yeah, and you're on your second team. Probably.
Look, I like
well.
Fields. I wanted Fields to succeed, but it just didn't work out.
I just think
far.
He's largely the same guy he was here. He just has a lot better production to match it, like, you know, the talent or whatever. I don't know. He put up huge numbers. Kind of like,
well, you clearly got better because he went to a better conference and won the Heisman.
It's like kind of like Kenny Pickett. Not that different. I mean, they're different players, but Kenny Pickett had 4 years of kind of like not much, and then that last year or whatever, 3 years of not much, and then he had 44 touchdowns, huge year.
Right.
Drafted in the first round.
Right, now he's a backup.
And it turns out he's probably closer to who he was the first 4 years.
For him, that's a perfect example, yeah.
If you want to weigh in on the Commanders having all of the top quarterback prospects in for a group visit instead of individually, you're welcome to do that on the MGM National Harbor Lister line, 800-636-1067. You're welcome to give us a call on an open line Thursday here on The Junks.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We'll continue to take your calls on the MGM National Harbor listener lines, 800-636-1067. What did you think of the Commanders having the group quarterback summit instead of having the top prospects in individually? I know they've been getting dragged through the media by some people. I don't think it's a horrible idea. Like,
I don't think it's a big deal.
Like most of the work has been done, and they wanted to do something a little bit out of the box, something a little different by having them in a social setting together. And I know that Chris Sims, when he was talking with the Florida, was like, what does it matter? They're not going to be together in the future. But it's more like how they just interact with their peers. Like, you're going to see them, how they'll be interacting with their future teammates and how they interact with people at sponsor events that the team's going to hold while they're, you know, employed by the team. I don't have a problem with it.
How abnormal is it? I mean, how do we know other teams don't do similar things? Maybe not with 30 guys, but maybe they do it with 10.
Somebody posited that it's a way for them to see who emerges as the top dog, who emerges as the leader, that people are going to gravitate to a leader, and they maybe want to see that.
Sure,
I don't think it's a big deal.
Sure,
I think the decisions have mostly been made.
I think that's probably, there's a lot of truth to that. And I also think they don't want to spend hours upon hours upon hours interviewing guys they're never going to draft.
We saw in the free agency portion that they bring in their guys. That's what Ron Rivera did, and Adam Peters to some extent has done that through some of his assistant coaches. Why did they end up with Marcus Mariota at quarterback? Because he was playing in Philadelphia for
Brian Johnson.
Who's now, I don't know, associate head coach, assistant offense coordinator, whatever he is.
Mm-hmm.
And you see a lot of that. And they're going to have college guys, too, that they just like. that are going to be their preferences. I wanted to bring up something that I saw. You guys during the break were talking about watching YouTube, and this wasn't watching on YouTube, but I ended up watching like a 2-minute video of Coach Harbaugh with the Chargers. Mm-hmm. Living in his RV.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's so weird.
He's a weirdo.
And he had Greg Roman coming over to his RV. Yeah.
No, Greg Roman bought an RV, and they're like RV buddies.
Oh, they're RV. Oh, they're RV bros?
Yes. Yeah. Harbaugh's RV is very minimalist.
Okay.
Yeah, I saw a video of it.
Yeah, it almost looks like an old school Winnebago.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it's fine. It's fine.
What about Roman's?
Roman's, looks like the Madden bus.
Oh, really?
It has all the tchotchkes.
Yeah. All the cylinders.
It has a bed, bathroom, TV.
Yeah.
He's got chargers.
He's like, traveling in style.
Rug, carpet, area rugs in there.
But they get sized for each other because Roman, the video which I saw was Roman going, like, he shows up to Harbaugh's RV, and Harbaugh's like, let me show you, I'm like a rock star, blah, blah, blah. And he's kind of showing him everything. And they seem super tight. And we know a lot of choices when it comes to coaches or players, it's all about relationships. So here in a group setting, the Commanders want to see the relationships between players, and they want to see who becomes a leader or whatever. But this also happens. What have the Chargers done at running back this offseason?
Well, they went out. Eckler.
They went out and got all the Ravens guys.
Yeah.
Shocker. Edwards, yeah. Greg Roman's guys. Edwards. They have Gus Edwards and J.K. Dobbins.
I know this is very premature, but in a few months when you're doing fantasy football drafts, I'm moving Justin Herbert way down my list. Because all he's going to do is handing the ball off.
Correct.
Like it's going to look like Michigan version 2.0.
Well, didn't they say that, that Drake May ran an offense similar to what Kingsbury runs?
Yes.
So whoever's offense it was, Kingsbury
he ran
learned
an air raid
from
type offense.
Yeah,
yes.
And it's the same offense that Drake May runs. I'm telling you, I think they're gonna go May.
I think they're going Daniels.
Do you think that they're paying attention? I know we said this sort of in a goofy way, but looking at golf swings. There's a video, maybe ESPN, JP was saying, or Valdez was telling me that ESPN did a piece on the May family or whatever. They were out of Sleepy Hollow. Probably what I saw. I just saw a clip, and he's hitting a tee shot.
Quail Hollow or Sleepy Hollow?
Quail Hollow. Whatever the hell it is.
Headless Horseman was there. So
I'm sorry.
That's all good.
You're still a little sleepy over there.
Every day. Yeah. And his swing just looks money. I mean, just solid.
I told you, he's a good golfer. Simple.
No, I know. But
his whole family, that's all they do. They play golf.
They're all athletic. I know. But, I mean, it's just, like, very simple, you know, great. Like, he's obviously a stud athlete. It's just so obvious. Do you think that's factoring at all? Meanwhile, and no. I'll say this. This is counter to this. There's you guys all saw the video of C.J. Stroud yesterday warming up before a baseball game.
Yeah.
Throughout the first pitch. It looked like he's never thrown a ball in his life. And the guy's a stud.
Although I saw him swinging a bat, and I think he was crushing home.
He was better
home.
There. He's an athlete.
His throwing motion, he's just so used to throwing a football a certain way that when he throws a baseball, it just looks weird.
That's definitely true.
This would be very telling.
Yeah.
Is if I had May and I was able to interview him, I would ask him if he's done golf lessons. Because that could be very telling. Because remember what Orlovsky said is, you know, this is all mechanical stuff. This is stuff that coaches can fix. So if he had a lesson from a teaching pro, and he's able to absorb the mechanics of the golf swing and do the lesson well, he could do the same thing with the quarterback's coach.
For sure. I think he'll clean it up because you could just tell he's a coordinated kid. He's going to clean it up. It's going to look good.
Right? If his swing looked like Cakes's when he first got to the teaching pro, and then all of a sudden lost money, all of a sudden I'm very encouraged that he'll be able
to. He's a miracle worker.
I think there's something to be said for guys that are just sort of natural athletes. Kind of everything that they do.
You don't think Jaden Daniels is a good athlete?
I think he's a great athlete.
I'm going to look up what he played in high school.
I'm guessing he played everything in high school. Jaden Daniels might be freaking Tiger Woods. I have no idea what Jaden Daniels looks like swinging a golf club. But I do think it's kind of interesting. It's just an interesting anecdote.
Oh, so now you like May more because he has a nice golf swing.
He has a good handicap.
You said he was boring before.
He is boring. I do think Jaden Daniels
has more upside.
I do agree with all of that.
He's an exciting player.
Nothing's changed.
But now you're flipping a little bit towards May because he can shoot 81.
No, I'm just saying I think that's an attractive quality. I think that's an attractive quality.
Jaden Daniels grew up playing basketball, soccer, and running track.
There you go.
Right. Of course, yeah. He's an elite
athlete. That plays quarterback at LSU has played all the sports in high school.
Yeah. Allen Iverson is maybe one of the greatest athletes I've ever seen. He couldn't swing a bat.
He was a stud high school football quarterback.
Yeah.
I know. I'm saying he's a great athlete.
Right.
But, you know, certain sports are very technical.
Yeah, mechanical, technical.
Yeah, and the ones that are like that, they're harder to pick up. It is a little telling.
Look.
There's something there.
We don't know what Adam Peters is going to do. I think we'll learn a lot. If they take Jaden Daniels, I think it's based on collegiate production, the head coach saying game changer, thinking defenses have to worry more about a weapon like Jaden Daniels.
Well, also your factor about playing right away, if that's important to him, he's ready to plug and play more.
That's one of those factors. He's got more experience. There's a lot of the factors. If he takes Drake May, it's a long-term projection thing, according to most of the scouts. They may disagree. They may think that he's the most ready, Drake May.
Right.
But most of the experts say that he is not necessarily ready, but has the most upside. I wonder if the Trey Lance experience
I wonder that too.
Affects this pick.
I said that out loud a month ago.
Trey Lance might have been
burned
a la Drake May, where they were projecting it out.
Yeah.
He's going to be the best down the road. He's got the best tools, the best arm, and all that stuff, and then it just didn't work out.
I wish I knew who was the biggest flag waver for Trey Lance in that organization. Was it Peters?
Well,
was it Lynch?
Well, I thought
it...
you meant in this room.
Oh, I know who it is in this room. I know it's me.
Well, Shanahan wasn't a big fan,
right?
From what I read.
So that
I think it was probably Lynch.
Well, it was just question marks. Like if Adam Peters was the huge Trey Lance guy, I'm gonna have questions about his scouting acumen. I'm going to have some serious questions.
I've heard that he had more of an influence on the latter round picks, Peters.
Okay, that puts my mind at ease. I like to hear
but
that.
But remember,
that
Trey Lance
leads me to believe that Lynch or
didn't play a lot of college football.
Understood.
Yeah.
Very inexperienced.
Similar to Drake May compared to Jaden Daniels. Jaden Daniels basically played
but
double
May was
the amount of college football.
Your traditional style quarterback because, you know, he was big. Drop back, throw it. He can run too. Lance was just a runner,
right?
So they're completely different.
All those things I say about Jaden Daniels, I still stand by it 100%. Every single thing I've ever said. He's a high boomer bust guy. Mm-hmm. I think he's the most exciting player. I think he's Johnny Knoxville though in some of these car crash.
Well, we're gonna see.
I
in
just
a
don't
week.
Know. I have no idea. Thank God I don't have to make the pick.
Well, like I said,
thank God I don't. Have to
whoever they pick. He just got to fit into whatever they want to do.
And I don't worry
about
that.
And they got to make him better.
I don't worry so much about like him getting crushed like in a car crash type tackling incident because every quarterback gets injured. Every single one of them. They all miss time.
Yeah, even the ones that are physical.
Do you not agree some put themselves more at risk than others?
Maybe a tad, but I still feel like Drake May could get smoked in the pocket.
Of course.
Just as easily as Jaden Daniels could get blown up, running down the sidelines.
I know, but there
yards.
Is such a thing as some guys put themselves more in harm's way. That was Robert's whole thing.
Yep. I just
he
hope
put himself
he,
more
hope
in
he's
harm's
a good
way.
Slider. Yeah. I have to go look at his slides on tape.
Well, can anybody find an example of Jaden Daniels sliding?
Well, remember I said I would have him
ask. He said, did he play baseball? He said he played baseball and soccer.
I didn't see baseball.
No, no baseball.
Soccer and track.
But if I had him in here, I would take the hose. I would take the hose, wet the field, and I'd say,
put a
"Let me see
a
slide."
All right. Let's bang out some of these calls. Let's go to Steve in Fairfax. Steve, what's up, buddy? You're on the Junkies.
Hey, boys.
Hello.
Hey.
I don't think it's a big deal. I'm with Cakes and JP. I don't think it's a big deal at all. It's just something different. It's out of the box. I think the work is done. I think it is what it is.
You mean just have all the guys at Top Golf? Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I think it's just guys just hanging out, honestly. I don't
right.
Peters, that's what Peters does.
Not that deep.
Exactly. I don't think it's anything. And then what I would say also, as far as Jaden Daniels' draft jump, I would compare him to Joe Burrow. I mean, Joe Burrow started out at Ohio State, transferred to LSU, had a bomb senior season, and was the first overall pick and a Heisman Trophy winner, just like Jaden Daniels.
Mm-hmm.
He was at Arizona State, transferred to LSU, had even a better season, Jaden Daniels, but then Joe Burrow, when he won his Heisman, and the rest is history. So like, I think it's just people are looking at just way too much.
Okay.
Well, I would disagree. They had a better season than Burrow. Burrow threw 60 touchdowns in his last year at LSU.
On his Heisman season, Jaden Daniels had a better season. This past season was look at the numbers side by side. It was a better Heisman season.
Well, I'm just saying, rushing wise, yes, but what I'm saying to you is
it was 40 touchdowns to 6 interceptions. Joe didn't have those numbers.
Joe, incorrect. Joe Burrow threw 60 touchdowns in his Heisman season and threw 6 picks. That you're wrong about that. He threw 60, not 40.
He's debunking you.
Go look at the numbers.
But he also had 4 interceptions. Joe had 4 interceptions.
Okay. All right.
All right. Thanks for the call. Steve, appreciate it. All right, let's go back.
I mean, Joe Burrow set a NCAA record for passing touchdowns in a season.
Jaden Daniels, I went back. Jaden had 50 total touchdowns. I'm in a wormhole of like looking at what it was Jaden Daniels now in high school and beyond. And this one article says, this is a feather in his cap. He actually started working with an Arena League football quarterback when he was 10 years old. Some sort of connection with the family. Mm-hmm. But when he played high school football, he started out, he was 5'10", 137 pounds.
Wow. You know, late bloomer.
He looks like he's still 137.
Good for him.
I still want to go to somebody's house. I definitely want to go to Sarah, who claims this isn't the first time they've done a Topgolf bit.
All right, we can continue to take calls on the MGM National Harbor listener lines on an open line. Thursday, 800-636-1067 is the number. Don't miss a minute of the action as Old Glory DC Rugby takes on the Houston Sabercats this Saturday at the Maryland Soccerplex. Feel the adrenaline as Old Glory ups the flags and pounds the pitch, bringing heart-stopping moments and the unbeatable spirit of Major League Rugby just minutes from D.C. It's football without the stopping and soccer without the flopping, and tickets start at just $20. Old Glory D.C. is raising the bar, so come raise your voice this Saturday, 5 p.m. at the Maryland Soccerplex. Score your tickets right now at oldglorydc.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Coming up at 8 o'clock, we'll tell you why Junk's producer, Drab T-shirt, may be unwelcome in Spain. We'll tell you that at 8 o'clock, so keep listening for that. But it is an open line Thursday, 800-636-1067 is the number. The MGM National Harbor listener lines. You're welcome to contact us. A lot of controversy about the Commanders hosting all the prospects, not just the 4 top quarterback prospects apparently on their board, but they had like close to 30 guys at their top golf visit.
All right, let's go to Sarah in Ashburn. Hey, Sarah, you're on with the Junkies.
Hi. This isn't the first time that's happened. We were invited before the pandemic over to Topgolf for a meet and greet. I think that was when they were trying to put on a better PR type of thing to show that they were human. And so we went over there and meet and greet with the prospects and with the coaches, and had a buffet and played golf or the driving range.
Right.
So this isn't the first time.
So it was before it was before the draft.
It was before the draft, and before this happened, before the pandemic. Of course, after that, they shut everything down. But no, this is not the first time.
Who was there? Do you remember what year? No. Like, were anybody?
No, I can't remember. But I've been over there before for a meet and greet at the facility.
Billy Kilmer.
Go ahead.
And a lot of season ticket holders, older season ticket holders, have been invited to these things.
Right.
Okay. So thank you for the call. I think.
Why are you so hostile towards her?
She's very bitter at Sarah.
I think she may just. I think she's getting mixing up like a sponsor event for, your season ticket holders or partial plan holders.
With potential draft picks.
Come hang out and hit balls.
She said specifically, though, that prospects were there. You're just saying she's wrong.
Hold on. Prospects on the team, like younger players on the team,
might
or prospects as they're in college?
Drafted by the team might have been current players. I don't think they're inviting just somebody.
They're not
with,
doing a meet and greet. Drake May's in town.
Yeah. Right.
They're not doing that.
Right.
It's okay. She's a little bit off. It's okay. All's well.
All right, let's go.
I would actually
a lot
look
of hostility
down.
In the room today.
There is.
Actually look down on the on any organization that would just bring their fans out to go pester all of the
top
30 prospects.
Don't lift an idea from the previous Dan Snyder led regime. Like, do something different than that.
How far is the Top Golf? I drive by it occasionally. How far is it from the facility?
5 minutes.
2 miles, probably.
That's it.
Maybe less. It's right there.
All right, let's go to Lucas Hagerstown.
Go to some nice restaurants too, right there.
One Loudon. Hey, Lucas, what's up?
Hold on, we gotta get them off Bluetooth.
All right, let's.
That's just annoying.
Let's go to Dustin in Annapolis. Hey, Dustin.
Hey, good morning, Junks.
What's up?
Hey, bud.
Hey, I just don't want to get too far away from the Tom Brady profile type quarterback, Joe Montana type quarterback. Because quarterback is still a heady position, and you can have all the athleticism you want, but I mean, Adam Peters is going to be very interested in how intelligent these quarterbacks are.
I think they're all intelligent. Right?
Jaden Daniels modeled his game after Joe Montana. Apparently, his dad was obsessed with Joe Montana and the Niners. They would watch.
It's a good model.
They would watch the last drive against the Bengals, apparently repeatedly.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, does anybody know, like, what kind of SAT scores, GPAs, like...
I don't care about
IQ,
that.
IQ scores.
No.
I care about how they the
Robert
field. And that's like an athletic IQ. Like, I care about their field IQ.
Here's why I kind of disrespect the tests they give these guys, because C.J. Stroud bombed the S2 test that they gave him?
That was a big thing they used to knock him the last week or so.
And he had an amazing rookie campaign. And he should have been the number one overall pick.
Right.
Now, he didn't slide super far. He went to number two instead of number one. Yeah. But he should have been the number one pick.
Ryan Fitzpatrick had a record-setting Wonderlic score.
Right.
Yeah.
And is a journeyman.
Threw a ton of interceptions.
And is a journeyman.
Jaden Daniels graduated in 3 years from Arizona State.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't think that any of these guys is a question about intelligence or anything like that.
Yeah.
I don't think that's an issue for any of them. I haven't heard that. I don't think that's an issue.
No one's saying, oh my God, Drake May got a 4 on his Wonderlic.
Right. Like, I'm sure I care what Jaden Daniels got on the math portion of his SAT test.
Can he play or not?
That he took 7 years ago.
And even if there was an issue, or even if there was an extremely low score, it would have been reported by now.
Right.
I would think.
So my guess is everyone is either around average.
You can't play that position at that high a level and be stupid. Like, in college, you cannot do it.
You can't be a big
There's
stupid.
So much
by
information
high, yeah, by
to
high
process.
School. By high school.
Yeah. Dude, I when we played against the Divas, I knew had to know 4 plays as a tight end. I had to wear a wristband. I had to wear
Absolutely.
A wristband.
That's kind of embarrassing.
it's a lot to comprehend. It's a lot of data, Valdez.
I got ADHD, and all. I had a hard time locking in. I had to know where to line up.
Doesn't surprise me.
Yeah. Let's go to Lucas.
God forbid there's a hot route called or an auto.
Oh, yeah.
Lurch just said Razor.
Yeah.
Whatever. I mean, Razor.
Come on. To beat
69
Razor.
Razor. 69 Razor.
We were playing girls. We didn't need. Really
women.
Need,
women.
Sorry. Sorry. We're playing women. Didn't really need hot routes and audibles.
Didn't need audibles. We just had to do the basics.
Right.
Let's go. Okay. Lucas, what's up, bud?
Hey, thanks for taking me back. Yeah, I had a little bit of a phone issue.
It's all good.
So what I was saying is it really seemed like not normal for them to bring in all those people like that. And I was watching another talk show, and even though I don't like Belichick, he said that he would do it with his team, that's how he did it. He'd bring in a big group of people and talk to them. And he acted like it was more like kind of the norm now, that like a lot of teams do that. So
No, he did. I watched the interview. He didn't say he did what the commanders did. He said on occasion they might have more people in just based on scheduling, but they never did like a Top Golf 30 guys out. But he would they would sometimes run plays to see how guys would react.
What if they went to like one of those bouncy places where you take kids?
Oh, like a jump zone?
Yeah, jump zone. Take everybody to Chuck E. Cheese. Yeah.
It's like Gymkhana.
Yeah.
Okay, I got you. So, yeah, that was the one I was listening to. I guess I kind of misunderstood what he was talking about.
All good.
Do you have a favorite? Like, who would you like him to pick?
Also, like what you guys are talking about, also I agree with. You got to go with Jaden Daniels because May, if he does give him a year, then I think we've changed the culture. You're going to have Mariota starting. And I think, what if May plays really well in preseason and plays really well in camp? And the Redskins, the Commanders start out like 1-3 and 1-4. You're gonna, not only are fans going to start getting upset and wanting to put May in, but you're also going to lose that locker room a little bit, and that's going to mess up the culture too, because you're going to want. Whereas opposed if Daniels comes in and maybe he even still sits a game or two, you still know that in time, you know, he's taking over from Mariota. Like there's no question there and stuff like that. I just think with the other way around. You could start having some issues in the locker room. But you know, if you're really sticking to having him sit for that whole year and go through a season, you know, 3-14 or 5-12 or something.
Lucas,
and
let me ask you a question. You live in Hagerstown, right? What on earth do you do for a living?
I knew the Joan was coming.
What on earth do you do for a living in Hagerstown?
All right, can we guess? Can we gamble?
Well, so
I'm saying he's retired. How old are you?
I retired a correction officer.
Oh, okay. What I did. Ruined the bit. There you go.
All right, you're a corrections officer. What facility?
So I retired from Frederick County in Maryland.
Right.
And then I went up to Chambersburg.
From one oasis to another.
Chambersburg. Wow. It's like
PA guy, right? Chambersburg, Pennsylvania.
Just
right?
Over the line.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so what was it? What was the name of the facility?
It was Franklin County.
Franklin County Jail. So, did you have like hardcore criminals in there?
Who's
or
the
just...
most notable inmate that you ever presided over? Presided is not the right word.
Actually, I really don't remember like names and stuff like that. But so, like, what happens is in a county facility, anything that happens in a county, murder charges or anything like that, they come to the county facility, but they can only do like 3 years there. Mm. So once they get sentenced, they'll go up to a state prison.
Were you being a corrections officer? Were you even though you probably had a weapon and everything there behind bars and everything? I mean, were you actually scared of some of these dudes?
So it's funny. The one time that I was really scared, we were patting someone down. The guy was only like 5'9", 5'8", but he was like one of those martial artists, and he was just ripped. When he, you know, you have to get naked or whatever. So when he was just ripped, he was all muscle.
Right.
And you know how like the two knuckles go together when they bust up their knuckles from throwing punches and stuff like that. And you could just tell the way he, you know, someone's aura or their presence.
Right.
Like he was.
He's fine. You know what I mean?
Hey, what's the weirdest
thing? What's the weirdest thing you found in a cavity search?
The only medical staff does cavity searches.
Oh, you never had to do that?
It's above Lucas's pay grade.
That's good.
Yeah. But I walked in on some unique things.
I bet you did.
You got to ask about conjugal visits. I'm shocked it's been taking this long.
They didn't have conjugal visits at the county facility, did they?
No, they didn't. But they got their feelings out other ways inside the facility.
Oh,
well, of course.
Cakes will look pretty in 3 years to me.
Did they ever knock up any guards?
You know what? They never got any. That was real big in Baltimore, but none of our guards got
That was over about these.
That's a big Baltimore thing. All right, Lucas, well, thank you for the call.
Big
man.
In Baltimore.
Thank you, buddy.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
All right, buddy.
I did see one caller who fell off the line that was theorizing that the Commanders had all of the group together because they're looking to cut costs.
Well, I mean, they spend $6.1 billion on the team, whatever. Cake.
It is a lot. It was
I wouldn't be
cash
surprised.
Outlay.
Yeah. Josh Harris is a businessman.
All right, don't forget, coming up later in the show, we'll be joined by Dylan Strome from your Washington Capitals as they're ready to take on the New York Rangers on Sunday. And Alan May from Monumental Sports will join us coming up at 9:20 here on The Fan.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.